Shell Oil's Polar Pioneer rig left Alaska's Dutch Harbor for Port Angeles on Wednesday. The energy giant's other Arctic rig, the Noble Discoverer, left Alaska for Everett on Monday. KUCB's John Ryan reports on the waning days of Shell's unsuccessful quest for oil in the Arctic Ocean.
Other ships in Shell's Arctic fleet are expected to leave Alaska over the next couple of weeks, and the company has not disclosed the fate of the 400 employees who have worked on the project in Anchorage. But the departure of the yellow, 30-story-tall Polar Pioneer is the most visible sign that Shell's 8-year hunt for oil in the Arctic Ocean has come to an end. Shell announced on September 27th that it was abandoning its Arctic exploration for the foreseeable future. The move stunned many Alaskans. The Polar Pioneer has been a lightning rod for opponents of Arctic drilling this year, but no protest greeted the rig this week as it returned from the Arctic to Dutch Harbor. 3 years ago, a single tugboat was towing the rig's predecessor when it broke free. The Kulik ran aground off Kodiak Island. It wound up in a Chinese scrapyard. On Wednesday afternoon, two tugs towed the Polar Pioneer into the swells of the Bering Sea, with a third tug nearby. I'm John Ryan in Unalaska, Alaska.